You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are doing what a lot of teams not heading to the playoffs are doing, and that is trying to finish the regular season out on a high note, on a strong note, to give them a somewhat good feeling going into the offseason. Let's talk to Richard Justice about all of that. I'm Allison Footer. Richard, the Angels have done a little bit in the role of playing spoiler. We saw them come into Houston, where they are terrible, and take 3 of 4 against an Astros team that's trying to contend. So that's what they want to do this time of year, right? Is just mess things up for the other guys.
Run through the tape, and I think they have so many questions to answer about going forward. This is a club, even though the results haven't been good this year, this is a club that feels it's in a win-now mode and that they get the pitching straightened out. They're in a good spot. And so, like, to compete the way they did against good teams, to come in and win a series and have a good September, it speaks volumes for them. It says a lot for Mike Trout, who plays the same way every day. It says a lot for Albert Pujols, who just wants to go play and compete. And also for Mike Socia for keeping the tone right. I mean, because it's easy to quit. When you have high expectations, I always heard this, baseball people say this, that team was either going to finish first or last. But they kept fighting after they were not going to go to the postseason. And they've had a lot of good things emerge sort of a spring in their step to go into the offseason.
What's it like for a veteran player to... I mean, you think about, like, Albert Pujols, and I don't have any, like, massive sympathy for him. He had that great run in St. Louis, and I felt like he should have stayed in St. Louis, but whatever. But he is used to games meaning a lot in September, and there are other veteran guys on that team who have been in the playoffs and who have been part of good teams. What is it like to get through a September when you're playing for nothing?
You're playing for your professionalism. I had a friend in Baltimore that won 20 games one time, and on the last day of the season, Mike Boddicker, he won his 20th at Fenway Park. So it was the hardest game he'd ever pitched. The team had been eliminated, and he had no reason. He was out there for himself, and good players are generally not out there for themselves. They're out there. At the end of the day, you want to care about yourself, but you just have to push through, and that's what he's done. That's what Albert's done. And I think in Albert's case, there have been lots of games where you could tell his knees and his legs didn't feel good. And I think for him to be able to finish on a high note, and he's looked good in the second half of the season, it gives him confidence he's going to rest up and have a good offseason and come back the same way. Look, if you're a fan of the Angels, I don't care where they are in the standings, you get to see the best player in baseball every single day. You get to see Mike Trout play. And in Albert Pujols, you get to see one of the great players that's ever walked the face of the earth. So there's still lots going for him. And I just think... like, they have a good feeling about Garrett Richards, that he may be able to avoid Tommy John surgery. They have a good feeling about Matt Shoemaker. He came and visited the clubhouse, that he's going to recover completely from the skull fracture. And some of these young guys, you know, like Skaggs, have looked good. They probably need to go find a starting pitcher somewhere. But their everyday lineup's good, and they're good enough to compete going forward. A lot of it may depend on Garrett Richards and can he avoid Tommy John surgery. You know, he's throwing on flat ground. We'll see.
Okay, so Mike Trout, MVP. Best player.
Slam dunk.
Slam dunk.
It is a slam dunk.
Not even close.
And I was talking to I have an MVP vote, and I was talking to a guy the other day. I said, because we always put this vague thing, what is value? You know, and that's always punished players on teams that didn't go to the postseason. Well, how much value could the guy have? He didn't go to the postseason. But I'm not going to punish Mike Trout because Garrett Richards got hurt, because Matt Shoemaker took a line drive off his head. You know, that, I mean, to me, that's ridiculous. And who knows what value means? It's never been defined. It's for each person to define. So let's vote for the best player. And in this case, in this season, there is a gap between the best player and the next best player. What we're seeing is one of the great players ever. He's never finished lower than second in the MVP voting. This has never been done before. I think he's got 3 second place finishes, and this will be his second MVP award that he's going to have. And you know, you and I know this. You can come to the ballpark and see him play and not even watch for him, and he will do something almost every game that you go, holy smoke. I mean, whether it's in the outfield, it's something. And his approach and his professionalism and just the way that he just seems to be a happy guy, mm-hmm, in the uniform playing every day. It's one of the great reasons to turn on your TV or go to the ballpark.
There's a joy that he definitely has. If he makes a great catch, he's not afraid to smile about it. If he hits a home run, he doesn't show anybody up, but he's like, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, there's a phrase, a gym rat. And to me, a gym rat is a guy that just likes being there, likes putting on the uniform every day. And our friend Ali Gonzalez would talk about that first spring. He would say stuff like, hey, I think Albert knows my name. Well, I think, and Vin Scully talked about this, there's a lot of little boy in him. And I think there's a lot of little boy in him that still thinks, you know what? I get to put on a uniform and go play baseball every day. And that's not a bad way to make a living. And I sure hope he never loses that love and that excitement of going out and playing.
So I asked you a bunch of weeks ago, like, about Mike Scioscia, not really thinking at all that there might have to be a decision made on him, or maybe he wouldn't finish out this extremely lucrative contract that he's in. I don't know, and then you kind of start seeing, like, little things written about it here and there. I really never thought, with any seriousness, that Mike Scioscia would not be managing through the life of his contract. Is that a possibility? That he won't?
That's going to be owner Artie Moreno's call, as far as I can tell. What I think I know is that Mike is still excited about doing it. Now, you would never know. Like, I didn't know Jim. I'd talked to Jim Leland the day before he hung it up, and I was stunned that he left. I didn't think La Russa was going to quit, and he had already planned it all out. But I think Mike feels like that there's more to prove. And also, like, I remember Pat Riley saying once, whenever coaches were quitting left and right on with burnout, what they called burnout, Pat Riley said, this is what I do. I'm a coach. I'm a basketball coach. At some point, he did quit. I don't think Mike's going to quit, and I don't think Artie is going to fire him. I think Mike sees a nucleus that's close to winning if they can keep everybody on the field. I think he's got a good relationship with the general manager, Billy Epler, and certainly he has had a good relationship with Artie Moreno. You know, yeah. Like, do you feel like to tell your fans you have to hold someone accountable? My advice to them would be, if Mike wants to go, fine. But you're not getting a better manager than this guy. And he's a guy that keeps it fresh. We've talked before about these meetings he has every day in spring training. Like, those guys, when you're at Angels camp in the first 2 weeks before they have games, those guys go on the field in a mood to work. And that's Mike setting the tone. And Mike emphasizes all the right things, how you run the bases, how you what pitch you execute. I mean, Mike knows the game as well as anybody. I hope he doesn't leave, because he's been great for the game, and he's had an amazing career in the game. But we'll see. If I had a bet, I would certainly bet that he'd be back.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.